What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch and keep?
It's Tuesday, December 6, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And we're doing some hymnology this week, which means we're taking a hymn and we're going to study it. The hymn this week is the classic, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, I grew up Methodist, so I've always had an acute interest in John and Charles Wesley, who are largely credited with the founding of the Methodist movement. Originally written by Charles Wesley, he was helped by his buddy George Whitefield and a couple of others. Wesley's original, written as a Christmas Day hymn, was published first in 1739. Now, Charles Wesley described Jesus' birth in the second verse of this song. He wrote, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. And though he was the everlasting Lord, the second person of the Trinity, fully equal in nature with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, Jesus became the offspring of the virgin's womb. He was veiled in flesh, says the incarnate deity, which means he was God, having become also a man. Now, the incarnation refers to the truth that Jesus, the eternal Word of God, appeared in human form. In Latin, the term caro or carnis refers to flesh or meat. We use this Latin word in our English word carnivore, a meat-eating animal. So by incarnation, Christians have referred to the point in human history when the eternal Son of God was joined with human flesh or a human nature, full God becoming also fully a man. That's the wonder of the incarnation. Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's amazing. To us a child will be born, a son will be given, and his name will be Mighty God. A child born who is God, a son given who is God. So you're telling me the little baby lying in a manger in Bethlehem, he was eternally God before he became also a man. Eternal God and a human son, both are true of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the old Christmas hymn, What Child Is This, is so powerful. I mean, it's like the author in the first verse just being stunned at the incarnation says, What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. Bruce Ware said, The greatest miracle ever done in all of history is the joining together of God and man. And this was not done for show or to prove some point. It was done because this was the only way that our loving and holy God would be able to save us from our sin. Oh, the wonder of the incarnation. Oh, the wonder of the cross. John 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, think about this. What if you joined yourself also to the nature of a snail? That would be humbling, right? But that wouldn't even be an appropriate analogy. No matter how lowly the creature was that you joined with, it still would be one creature being joined to another creature. We simply cannot imagine or understand or understand what God the Son has done in obedience to His Father when He, the eternal and infinite God, creator of all that is, came and took on also the nature of small, finite, creaturely manhood. And what's crazy, as a song in the Bible suggests, Jesus was pleased to do this. He was pleased to dwell among us. He was pleased to lay down His life for us. Hebrews 12 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Christ, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross." Doesn't that make you just want to worship Jesus? Pleased to dwell with us. Pleased to die for us. Pleased to save us. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold Him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Let us just pause and simply marvel at our Savior Jesus, who as true God was pleased to come to earth to become also truly a man. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.